Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Evan Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
Art of Construction Tribe, there's days when you look at and you look back and you say, that was a day we broke through the ceiling. And I think you're going to be sitting here with me today and we look back and say, today is one of those days. So I am the Tasmanian Devin, and I am so stoked to be launching an additional focus to you, the warriors, out in the field that make the art of construction and out there battling every day. And I say I'm the top and the bottom of the art of construction tribe, and it's the gooey middle that makes it all work, and that's you, warriors. And I'm doing this with my logistics director of the Art of Construction, John Stambaugh. So if I think back of how this all thing started, it's about supporting a movement. And at the time, and you're gonna get to hear the story today, and the goal for today is I'm gonna be interviewing John, and then he's gonna share his story about how we connected. And it's all about, well, educating the tribe about how and why we are elevating the blue collar warriors through the AOC Global Megaphone. So let's get in, and but I just want to make sure I'm setting my expectations for myself and for you, the Art of Construction Tribe. So my perspective for this show and many to come is let's educate and elevate the warriors, who are the true heroes of construction. And this podcast is going to be focusing on working in the business, while the other focus will be working on the business. And you're going to see a picture in the show notes about this that we just took. And there's the Tasmanian Devin in his sport coat working on the business. But John Stambaugh, the warrior, and in his iron plaid, and we're going to get to the Forge series and all kinds of cool stuff inside the business today. And we're going to be releasing this show hopefully at least every 2 weeks, swapping back and forth, diving in with the warriors and jumping out of how this whole thing works. Without further ado, let's jump in and get to know John's story. We're so stoked to hear his perspectives for the Warrior Podcast, and let's discuss how we are going to elevate the blue collar warriors. Lock and load, tribe. John, what's your favorite beverage?
Oh, I like a good bourbon.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, there's so many out there, but it's hard to pick. But a good bourbon from that region of the world, I'm all about it.
Awesome. Any certain one that comes to mind?
Oh, gosh. I'd say I like Pappy.
There you go. That's a secret one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's the favorite place you've traveled?
You know, Devin, I got to say my favorite trip was to Barcelona, Spain. It was a place that I went and had an opportunity to go to and had mixed emotions about it. I'd heard of how bad it was and how much crime there is. And I tell you what, it was just exactly the opposite. We had such a great time.
Awesome. And so what's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction silos that we're going to get inside of those things and have the conversation and talk about how we can elevate the trades that we passionately call the art of construction?
Gosh, I'm so interested in everything. I think that's one of my weaknesses is I just love to get into everything. But my ultimate favorite hobby is fly fishing for sure.
There we go. Well, we got to know a little bit about John, and we're here in the studio Art of Construction. And John, what is your perspective for the Blue Collar Warrior podcast?
Well, Devin, as you know, we've been talking about this, and I think the platform for me is to give the Blue Collar Warriors a place to have a voice and a place to elevate from. So we need to figure out how to get the knowledge retained and bring education to the field. What we've seen over the time is that we're losing that. We're losing some of the knowledge. It's going elsewhere. It's retiring. And there's no good way to pass it on. So that's one of the reasons that I think this is super important. One, to carry that knowledge forward. Two, to invigorate new talent to come join the trades. And then three, to elevate the trades into a new platform so that they can grow along with the world around them.
Awesome. So we're going to go on this journey together, and it all starts with a story about how we got here and why we're so passionate about this. And we're going to go on many journeys together about, and we're going to get into the weeds. We're going to talk about how it's not perfect. You know, we just come here for a first recording and talking about this issue and that issue and say, close the door and let's go be really good leaders to take care of the tribe, right? And so to do that, we have to really be, we have to be cognizant of that. But to start, I want to say, what was the story which led you to being the logistics director for the Art of Construction?
Well, I tell you, you know, we met a couple years ago, and we began a discussion surrounding the logistics side of the business. And that's when we decided to help each other out in that arena. And then as we did that, we realized that we were not only helping each other, but also competing against each other. And I'll never forget that day when we were standing on site and realized that we had both been awarded a contract to the same project. And that's when the light bulb went off for me, and I'm sure it did as you as well. And I thought, boy, what could we do if we put our heads together, you know? And that's really the day when everything just kind of clicked.
Yeah, I totally agree. And this is a job site where you get these rules where you say you only do these rules, right? And that, rules are a good thing, right? And setting boundaries for all of us. And we're in a spot where owning a window and door company, we only install what we sold, right? And there's a product that we didn't sell. So that's how it ended up happening that way. But I really look at it as this journey is like you have to experiment, and then you have to have rules, and you got to put that all together. And if you can communicate through challenges, that's when you break through the ceiling. And you say, that's where it came together that day. We started that partnership for real out of a situation. And that's how most of this stuff, and that's where I want to get in the business and talk about situations on this podcast to help us all grow.
Definitely.
But the part, you know, so we've wrestled a lot with, what do we call this? Do you start something new? And you can go look back at a lot of different podcasts that have different series and starting podcasts and all that stuff. And it boils down to giving a shit and having people that want to be part of that, right? And it's really as simple as that, is this is another vein of the Art of Construction getting into what we believe is the secret sauce, and that's the field workers being connected to the rest of the Art of Construction tribe. And I think that was one of the key things that we connected, our passions, is when we were getting to know each other, I saw on Facebook and what makes, you know, you start, that's how you research people, right? And you had this thing called the Blue Collar Warriors on Facebook. Mm-hmm. That's what I was really intrigued about, because it's, okay, you're taking the time to do a little bit more than just running a window and door install company. But why did you start the Blue Collar Warriors?
Well, I tell you, I've been in the trades all my working life, and I started in the construction business in high school. And even my last name translated means woodworker. So,
so Stambach translates to woodworker?
It does. It does. loosely in German, of course. But so I had the opportunity to work for some amazing tradespeople and learn from them. And then I noticed as I started coming up through the trades, these people were starting to disappear and getting trampled over and being left in the dust. And I think part of the reason of that is that they're not the kind of people that are going to stand up and tout themselves and make a splash, whereas lots of other industries do that. And I'm a good mix of between the hammer slinger and the talker. Like, I can talk to anybody. And so that's really helped me throughout life. And I realized there's not a lot of people that can do that. And so why not build a platform that would help them elevate, help them pass on their education, help them attract new talent to the trades and elevate themselves to a level that people understand the why of why you want to be a tradesperson. You know, what makes it that somebody wants to do that rather than go spend 4 years on a degree? You're gaining education along the same pathways, just differently. And that education is very, very valuable. And if we lose those people that have that education and they don't pass it on, we're losing a true commodity.
Yeah, and we have a lot of really good interviews in the can where it's who is leading who and who is training who. And right now that dichotomy is really, it's all over the place, because certain trades, there's just not enough of them go around. And there's all kinds of really cool technologies. We've had the pleasure of interviewing many influencers that are working on or bringing new cool stuff to the business. But you got to have somebody that buys into that and uses that, right? So we're going to really work hard on the different veins, right? And it's kind of, if John is leading the show of the Warriors, it's we're either interviewing a warrior or he's interviewing from the warrior's perspective, right? And so the difference in the can is some of your mentors, and that's what I'm really trying to be, that monkey in the middle, if you will, for the Art of Construction, that of, like who, the art of construction, right? And you got to have both, right? But the design has to be built, and who's ever building it has to understand the design.
Absolutely.
It sounds simple until you live it, right? And that's our job, is to help all these different tools. And we have so many cool people we're talking with about going out and using those tools, right? And so we don't just practice what we preach. And so what I want to really, really think through and have you answer this of, why did you choose to move your passions within the Art of Construction tribe and lead just logistics for my window and door company from running your own company? And this is where, take a moment to let the Art of Construction tribe know we have the global megaphone, but here in Colorado, you're the logistics director for all the stuff we're going for the Art of Construction globally, but also all the way down into our window and door company, to where you are boots on the ground. And if I'm the one listening to this, I'm like, I don't want someone just to tell a story that's theory. Let's also bring some practice into this. So what's your take to that?
Certainly. You know, it was an interesting concept, because when we started putting our heads together, I really was trying to evaluate whether or not I wanted to give up my business that I had worked on and join forces with you. And I realized quickly, once I started thinking about that, that I wasn't giving up what I was doing. I was building on it. And I witnessed your passions surrounding not only the art of construction, but also through Mountain View Window and Door. I realized so quickly that our passions aligned almost seamlessly. And I thought, boy, if we really put our heads together, we can make some really great things happen here. And that goes all the way back to the Blue Collar Warrior platform. Like, think about all the things we can do for the Blue Collar Warriors and the Art of Construction and Mountain View Window and Door when we take take all of our talents and blend them together and really put something together. And you know, you mentioned having rules and everything, and that's a really good thing to have. But sometimes you got to break or bend the rules a little bit to make things better, and then reinstitute new rules. So I think that, you know, part of the things that we do, you as a visionary and me also as a visionary, but more boots on the ground, combining those two is really exciting. And the more I thought about it, the more excited I got, the more the possibilities just seem endless. And I'm really, really stoked to be a part of all of it.
So the Art of Construction, when I set out to build this movement, was truly that. It's like, okay, I want to lead and start this thing for however it fits to be that. And I truly believe we're onto something really big, because it's a platform that's open for everybody to come be part of, however it makes sense for you. But I've learned how to really manage that through my window and door company, that owning multiple companies, work being the top and the bottom, it's really, how do you mesh all that stuff together? And that truly is what is so challenging in our industry, but so exciting now with all these tools that are being implemented into the industry. So it's an honor to have you to come in and have these stories of, we're going to really get in. And at the end of this, we're going to talk about, if you've been a listener, thank you. And hopefully this is something we can't wait to get feedback from you, where we're going to talk about the Forge story versus that one thing to grow your business. Because growing is great, either you're growing or dying, but if you're only growing, you may be leaving some stuff along the way. So that's where the Forge is, where we're going to have those lessons of really, how did you overcome? And that's what this is about, and bringing in real world stories and your mentors and our mentors, but also the people that are training and pushing us.
Absolutely. Devin, why did you want to add an additional podcast focus to the Art of Construction tribe?
Yeah, I've highlighted a little bit, but I appreciate you asking me that question. And you've been asking me a lot of really good questions. When we didn't just turn on the mic, right? So we put a lot of work into this, 2 years of work, right? Yeah. Like, if I think about it, it's like day one, I was like, hey, I have this podcast, it'd be Blue Collar Warrior. And here we are 2 years later actually recording this, right? But I really want to elevate and delegate the trades. And what I mean by that is, we have to challenge them to step up, right? But we have to give a resource and a platform for them to be able to do that. And really, I believe at the end of the day, I want to showcase the Art of Construction secret sauce.
Awesome.
And that's the artists in the field, right? We talk so much about the influencer and all these products and gadgets, and that stuff's super important. But the secret sauce is the artist actually running the paintbrush, or in our case, the hammer, or the iPad that's doing the computational design these days. And I want to highlight the people working in the business that I really believe are the true leaders of the tribe. And I see that as the trades, and that's where I wanted you to be on this platform.
Awesome. Well, I am excited to be here. Why are we doing this within the Art of Construction versus starting a separate podcast?
Yeah, so we talked a lot about that, right? Why would we not just do the blue-collar warriors? And, you know, the world of noise has gotten so noisy. And you turn around everywhere you go, and it's like, the trade's this, and it takes, you know, influencers like a Mike Rowe or an Art of Construction that I've been at this for 6 years to build an audience to where you can play off of that audience, right? So we've tried starting different podcasts. Nobody listened to them, and we realized that was just building up another silo of all this work we were doing. And you had a whole audience over here, but we were trying to build a new audience that is confusing. The other part is, when I started the podcast, it was always the Art of Construction, but I didn't have a separate brand or logo. So it was my window and door company logo. And it was just massive confusion because we never talked about windows and doors. It was this weird logo. So the whole point of this is, we're doing this because I think the Art of Construction is in a perfect place to break through the ceiling, like I said at the beginning. But to do that, you have to actually get the tribe, the warriors out in the field, to be elevated. And that's what we want to do here, and break down those silos and simply showcasing the heroes that make the AOC happen within the Global Megaphone brand.
I think that's a great point. And the more we talked about it, the more it made sense that you use the platform you have and move on. And I think it's a great idea. So I appreciate the opportunity again.
So you've spent the 10,000 hours in windows and doors. And as you become, and the more you do it, you know, you're in the people business using windows and doors. Before we aligned up, you were doing it by supplying, or I was supplying product, you were installing. We were both crossing over a little bit. But what frustrates you about the lack of change with the Warriors?
I tell you, the lack of change with the Warriors is not so much the lack of change, but it's things not being done the right way. Not seeing new warriors on the job site. The decline of the warrior ranks, specifically driven by budget. So the guy that gets it done cheapest gets the job. And then that equates to lack of pride. And then inadequate training. The inability to reward the warriors fiscally, because the budgets have been driven so tight based on this mentality, that it's hard to reward the warriors for that. So these are things that are really tough. And then you take all that together and you throw that out into the ethers and you say, well, how do I promote the younger generations to be part of the trades? It's a noble calling. How do we stop the momentum that's going in the wrong direction and turn it back to the right direction?
Awesome. And that's why I asked you that question, to say, Art of Construction Tribe, if those things resonate to you, that's what we're going to dive deep into this and talk about why this is happening, and let's do something about it. Let's not just talk, right? And how we're going to do something about that is what we're calling the Forge story. So you know, the Forge is, you know, the blacksmith, the warriors, the, you know, I thought it was a cool language that you were talking about, the Forge, but I didn't know, what is the definition of Forge, right? So I went and looked that up, and it's to make or shape by a metal object by heating it in a fire furnace. Okay, so that's the Forge part. But then it's also, the secondary part of Forge is to create a relationship or new conditions. And that's what I think this is all about, right? And you may know the person, have a relationship, but we may need to listen to each other so that we all can be heard and create a more meaningful relationship. And so the Forge story is going to be where we are going to be bringing questions or frustrations that you and I may have to this, and then we're going to put other people on the spot. So that's the part, if you want to step up to the mic, warriors, this is the platform for you, but there's some rules of the game, right? And you better be able to be ready to create a Forge of, take something that's a little bit wonky and talk about it. I think that's the part that the warriors struggle with, right? It's a mentality, it's an industry that we all need to be molded or shaped. How can we best do that, right? And that's what I'm really excited for this platform. Anything you'd add to what our kind of goal is for the Forge story? And then I'm going to hit you with one that we haven't even talked about, because you're the first one on the interview, And we have not discussed it, so we get to talk through the Forge story.
Awesome. I'm excited about it. Yeah, I think the Forge is just that. When you pulled up the definition of it, I did the exact same thing when I was looking for a word to encompass what we're trying to do here. And Forge was it, because, like you said, it's hammering something into shape and also creating relationships. So that's, in a nutshell, what we're doing here. So fire away, sir.
Awesome. So here we go. Our first Forge story of talking about a warrior story from the field, bringing it to the office and talking through what the issue was, discuss that issue, and what we did to solve it. And that's what we're going to do on every one of these podcasts, and put all this together for all of the warriors and the people that are leading the warriors to be better leaders. And that's where I hope this gets gold for all of us. And so the Forge story goes like this. I get an email that I can read the email and I can tell John's pissed off. An email, sometimes you think or you want, but I could tell, right? And the email was, well, you canceled this meeting and you did this, and the details are irrelevant. But the point is you make a plan and then the plan changes. How do you communicate that plan? And I am not a fan of email when things don't go right, right? So there was the 5 to 6 emails between John and Devin, you and me, and I could tell it wasn't good. So you have to sometimes fight fire with fire. And I could tell there was discussions. You were what I call getting into your backup behavior. So I, in capitals, it was call me, and I will not be emailing you until you call me, right?
Right.
And it was pretty clear. And then when you called, you heard another side of the story.
Right, right.
Because when you can talk about it, you sometimes have to hit each other. And this was, to be honest, I don't even remember what the issue was.
It had to do with scheduling around one of our warriors, and we had him in 2 different places at the last minute.
That's what it was. Duplicate scheduling, yeah. Of which, when you have to make a decision, veer left or veer right, we all have different mindsets on that, right? So you have to be a good leader to elevate and let them lead, and don't jump in the middle of that, right? And
right.
That's where I could tell you were saying, well, why are you, I'm trying to do all this, and you had other problems feeding to that, right?
Certainly.
But if we were to kept the email going, it could just spiral to where you could have vindictive. So we had the phone call to make a solution right then. But then, if you recall, I made it very face-to-face, because if you hit it head on, that was one of the things when I say a Forge story where I said, we broke through the ceiling that day because we overcame objections and challenges and had each other's back.
Absolutely. I feel like we, you know, through this whole process, we were both frustrated. It was obvious, like you said. Kudos to you for pulling the brakes first and saying, hey, time out, let's talk. And having done that and having worked through this communication issue really brought us through on the other side is just like, hey, there's really, we put our heads together and we work together. You're not going to be able to stop us.
And then the other part too, so the issue, and I want to recap these issues to make sure we're really being smart. I come from the practice of the Entrepreneur Operating System, and they talk about identify, discuss, solve, IDS. And you have to really identify and make the issue smart. So warriors and leaders that are listening to this, smart means specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timely. And so those smart issues, we have to really put book in that. And the issue is duplicate scheduling and not making progress because you're trying to email and you're not on the same page.
That's right.
Which happens every day, right?
Yeah.
And so I, to discuss this, to solve this issue is, if it's not working, if your whatever communication is not working, try something else.
Absolutely.
Don't just keep dumping gasoline on the fire. An email, I think, is the biggest one, because you're up to interpretation, because you don't see their mannerisms, their feelings. You're guessing stuff based on exclamation marks and dot, 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 that people think differently.
Right.
One of my mentors puts one exclamation mark as a period. If it's 3, that means he's excited or pissed off.
Right.
Well, if you're not an exclamation mark, a big, you know, I'm a Tasmanian Devon, there's times you have to scale that back, right?
Right, right.
So the advice to the warriors is that if the communication's not working, do something else. And that's why I wanted to bring that to the Forge story today, because it all boils down to communication.
100%.
And we have went, of all the interviews, I always ask, what is that one thing to grow your business? But before that, I say, what is the one thing for contractors and affiliates to grow your business through connecting technology and products to the right handshakes? Connecting technology and products, the bottom line is getting over the F word. It's fear. So there's so much dollars being thrown into some tool to solve it, but they may or may not be have a warrior behind them that understands what's happening, right?
That's right.
So we have to get over these communication barriers. And what I've found a lot of the times as we've been elevating, delegating our warriors within, it's typically the leader or the owner or the person who's implementing the tool is typically the problem, and we just move too fast and don't communicate enough.
I think you're absolutely right. The communication here is the key for me. Technologies come and go, and they get faster and faster and more complex and sometimes simpler. But at the end of the day, if you're not communicating how all this blends into where the warriors meet the road, then they're not going to get it done. And that communication level is just absolutely key. So my takeaway from this Forge story is take time to communicate and do it in the right way and do it in an effective way. And if the email or the texts aren't working, pick up the phone.
And what are some other things you implemented? Maybe just to dangle the carrot, some upcoming ones like the tailgate talk or a couple other things, just to say, where are we going on this journey to bring in different trades and talk through this?
So we're looking to do something where we all have similar problems, and it usually develops around manpower, time, equipment, things of those nature. And what we discovered in our last podcast that you did was, you know, we all have these same problems, but nobody really talks about them. So like a tailgate talk, for example, that we do with our warriors within Mountain View, we give the opportunity for everybody to come together and talk about issues and stuff that we see in the field. And oftentimes that generates a really good idea that then we take to work on the business, not just in the business. So these are the types of platforms that we really need to reach out beyond our trade and beyond our business and look to others and try to solve these bigger problems together, thus elevating the warriors.
Awesome. Well, I'm so excited for this journey and the road ahead to go elevate those warriors. And let's go into the shop. Let's go into the blacksmith shop and let's forge and take those tools and make them stronger and stronger and stronger. We're with you, warriors. And we know the only way around this thing is straight through a construction project, and it's with you. So let's go on and have a journey and have some fun and crush it with the warriors. And John, I'm so excited to have you as a co-host with the Tasmanian Devin to go on this journey together.
Devin, thanks so much. I'm excited to be here.
All right.